what I've always thought of, in Eureka Springs in Arkansas.
I think oasis is the perfect word.
Yeah, and I'm parched. I might have to come on up
I'm
there.
Telling you.
Come on over.
I need to step away from the desert.
Now, Mayor, I've heard and I've seen in recent days through social media that there might be some effort to take this ordinance in Eureka Springs to the voters. And I wonder if you might talk a little bit about that.
Well, and again, an outsider came into town and was trying to tell us, you know, what to do. And the good news, bad news. We really didn't appreciate somebody coming in and telling us what to do and how to think and how to approach this thing. And so I took it to the city council and said, look, we have an opportunity here. It takes 15% of the last mayoral election to get signatures on a petition. Well, in Eureka Springs, that was only, I think, 96 people would have to sign a petition. That's not very many people.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been quoted as saying even a monkey can find 96 people to sign a petition.
Oh, yeah, a blind squirrel could trip over that many signatures. Yeah.
I mean, that's the blind pig and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I said, let's go ahead and take the initiative and do this ourselves. For several reasons. One is I have confidence in our community that they're going to vote the right way and they're going to do the right thing. But it also gives us the opportunity to dictate when it's going to be held and also how the ballot is going to be worded. I believe Fayetteville ballot was pretty confusing.
It was, yeah.
What are you voting for? Are you voting for this ordinance to be upheld, or are you voting for it to be repealed, or what?
And, right.
And our ordinance basically says, are you for or against?
Right. Let's not make it
are
hard.
Are you for civil rights and fairness, or are you against those things? Yeah.
Are you for this ordinance or against it? There's no need to complicate it. I mean, the only reason you're complicating is because lawyers are trying to get you to do something else, vote their way.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Mayor, I know that you actually ran in 2012 against Bob Ballinger, isn't that right?
That's correct.
Boy, and this isn't so much a question, it's just a statement. Boy, what a difference it would have made if you would have actually won that election, because it's funny to me how Eureka Springs can be in a district that is represented by someone who clearly does not represent Eureka Springs.
Well, this whole district is so confusing. They literally jury-rigged the districts for people in the last election. And so the district that he represents is not only Eureka Springs, but it's part of Berryville, parts of Huntsville, parts of Goshen, and the eastern part of Washington County into there, which is very much a Republican area. And in Eureka and Berryville, we used to always say, the Kings River, which separates the two towns, is where Woodstock meets livestock.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
So, it was quite a group. And I actually carried Carroll County. Where I lost the election was the Republican parts of Washington County. Over in that area.
Absolutely. Well, I think you were a fantastic candidate, and I'm glad that that loss in 2012 didn't stop you from running in 2014, because I think that Eureka Springs is a better town for having you as their mayor.
Well, thank you.
Mayor Berry, I think I read something when the council put this into place that kind of talked about, directly about what was happening in the state legislature, and it foreshadowed maybe to the idea that this, what Eureka Springs has done, could come up once the state law goes into effect as part of a legal challenge. Has that occurred to you, and could you talk about that some?
Well, I'm not sure how and what part Eureka Springs as a city government will play in this. I don't, I'm not an attorney, and so I don't know how, these things work. I think it's actually up to individuals to file a lawsuit against the state. But, Eureka Springs will certainly be, because of what we have done in this would be certainly part of that, a positive group to support that, change in there. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure how cities, if cities can even sue the state.
Yeah, I don't know if they can either, but one question I have, Mayor, is that I know that a lot of people from outside of Eureka Springs have a lot to say with regard to your ordinance. What kind of feedback have you been getting from your constituents, from people that live in Eureka Springs?
Well, I think on the whole, it's been a very positive, support and everything. My neighbors, there's a gay couple that live right across the street from us, and we've, I've known them for forever, and I have so many friends that are gay. And this, our neighbors came up to me and told me, he says, thanked me very much and said, I actually got fired from the Springdale schools because I was gay 10 years ago.
Mm.
And so, and that makes you feel good when you know you're doing the right thing
yeah.
for the right reason.
Well, and it's personal for people, people have been affected by this kind of discrimination.
Absolutely.
I think that makes a big difference. So.
Oh.
Well, I have a lot of gay friends and have had for years, and they're just. I know it affects them, and it hurts me to see them, the pain that they're going through.
Sure, okay, sure. Well, I mean, I think it takes a lot of courage, mm-hmm. even in a community as progressive as Eureka Springs, to step out and do what you guys did, and I applaud. You and the city council for doing it. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for what you're doing up there.
Well, you're very welcome.
I hope that the mayor of Little Rock and our city board of directors can follow your lead.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you out of Little Rock?
Yes, sir. This show is out of Little Rock, but we broadcast on 100,000 watts, so you can hear us as far away as Ozark. I don't think we make it quite up to Eureka Springs.
But you can stream us.
But yeah, you can stream it online at kabf.org. And click Listen Live. We're on every Friday from noon to 2. And amazingly enough, because I am a part-time Eureka Springs resident, we talk about Eureka Springs almost every show.
Well, good. Well, we like that. We're obviously, it seems to need, like we're going to need a lot of positive advertising.
We
got
are
you covered.
Happy to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy to help.
I think, the sad part is people, when we first started the conversation, why are we doing this? And I said, it's really none of their business what you are. It's not like, back again in civil rights days, you knew a woman was a woman. So you discriminate, said you can't vote. You're a female,
mm-hmm.
Or you're black.
Mm-hmm.
Those were pretty obvious, but, in today's, we don't know who's who, and it doesn't really matter.
Right, and it shouldn't
mm-mm.
matter.
Mm-mm.
Right,
and, we're all people.
I think, is it Collins? He has a brother that's gay.
That's
and
right.
A sister.
That's right. And a sister. Yeah, he's got two gay mm-hmm. siblings.
I mean, how sad for that family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Well, and my question to him was, if your brother and sister lived in Arkansas, would this be good for them? And I don't think he could. I didn't actually get a chance to ask that question, but I don't think he could have answered that question very well.
Yeah.
He couldn't.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't if I was in his shoes. I'm gonna be honest about
well, but thankfully, you'll never be in his shoes.
Exactly.
Because you're on the right side of history, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And for that, we applaud you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, and come up and see us.
Absolutely. And when and if this thing actually makes it on as a ballot measure, we're going to want to talk to you again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it will be May, or I think May the 12th is we've actually, the city council voted to go ahead and have the election on their own.
So oh, okay.
We can establish our own title. And so we've turned it into the city clerk, or the county clerk, rather. And so the actual election will be, I think, May the 12th.
Fantastic. Well, we're definitely going to want to
mm-hmm.
talk to you before that.
And I'm sure it's going to be, we're pretty, I'm pretty positive we'll have a good turnout and a positive election.
Sure.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
Thanks so much for taking time with us today, Mr.
You're welcome.
Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
There you have it.
We love him. I love him. He's fantastic.
We've got some good people.
You know, I mean, he makes the point, you know, you can't really look at somebody and know whether or not they're gay or lesbian or bisexual, you know.
Right.
Just like you can't really look at people and know whether or not they're progressive or conservative or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because like I said, if you looked at pictures of him on Facebook, you would think that he was a good old boy and probably not necessarily on our side. And then you talk to him for 5 seconds and you realize that all of those expectations that you might have had through your visuals completely gone.
Yeah.
You know, totally gone.
Thrown out the window.
I appreciated that point, the parallel that he drew to the civil rights movement and the differences between our communities and how if you're gay, people don't necessarily know that you're gay and they may not be able to, you know, if you want to discriminate against the gays, you might not catch them all.
That's true.
But it's interesting to me. I mean, and that's what makes it even more hateful to me because I know that lots of times in my daily life, depending on what I'm doing, people just don't know that I'm gay. Hmm. I mean, you know. But for some people,
yes. you're obviously talking about people who are hearing and visually impaired, but no, I'm kidding.
Well, I just got my hair did today, you know, so I'm a little extra. But, but you know, like to me, that's where I worry a lot for my transsexual, you know, family, because I feel like if you connect all the dots and see the things that people like Michelle Duggar has said and the way that these bills are written to allow discrimination, I just feel like they're going to get the worst of it.
Well, I agree with that. And I really worry for our transgendered brothers and sisters too. And I use the word brothers and sisters loosely because some people don't identify as that either. And so I want to include everybody in that. I think that, you know, before, you know, even building into the 90s and early 2000s, gay people in general, that whole LGBT group were sort of grouped together and we were all the boogeymen.
Yeah.
And now I think by and large, people have figured out that the L and the G and the B, not so scary, but boy, those T's, they're scary. That's the thing that the rally cry that, you know, the Jason Raperts of the world can really get them all. Oh my gosh, what if a genetic man wants to use the bathroom with a genetic fit? Well, first of all, most public bathrooms have stalls. I mean, you know, I'm not, you know, going to the bathroom and, you know, giving everybody a helicopter. I mean, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm just going in there and doing my business.
I'm so visual. That
and then
was
there's
hilarious.
Also, there's also, just while we're on the topic, there's also this like, this thought process that a man would go through the process of, sex reassignment surgery, you know,
just so
that they could go to the bathroom with
these
people,
young little
with
girls.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, and it seems like, first of all, that is an awful lot of trouble to go through. I mean,
it still makes me laugh.
It's just amazing.
I mean, you know, you're going to have surgery to literally change your physical being that can't be reversed. All so you can go to, it seems like an awful lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
And money, girl.
And money. Yeah, that's expensive.
Costly.
The hormones and then the surgery itself, and you got to go through counseling and
you can't
live
get that
the
back.
Opposite. No, you're never going to get that back. And I don't know a lot of people that would want to, you know? I mean, if
you go through
all that trouble, then hopefully you're not going to regret the decision, you know? But yeah,
really?
It's just a totally ridiculous train of thought that if you take it to its logical conclusion takes you to crazy land, you know, that train next stop crazy land. So anyway, I'm really glad that we had these conversations with these mayors.
They
are so amazing.
It's very refreshing
so brave.
to know that we have those people, you know, in these leadership positions.
I think I might be able to sleep better tonight just knowing that there are people out there who are fair-minded, decent people.
Genuine, just, yeah.
That, and it's not about pushing a quote-unquote liberal agenda for them so much as it's about creating an environment in their town where everybody feels safe,
mm-hmm.
where everybody feels welcome, and where the economy is churning because of those things.
Right.
Cliff Notes, it's about doing the right thing.
Oh, it's just, literally.
It's just about doing
the
right thing.
I was raised as a Christian. I spent many years in Methodist school as a child. And one of the very first things that was ingrained into me is the Golden Rule. to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Right.
And I don't know a lot of people who enjoy being discriminated against. So if you don't want to be discriminated against, you probably shouldn't do it to other people.
Mm-hmm. Also, something I've been thinking about a lot that I learned when I was a child, if you can't say anything nice,
don't say anything.
Shut your mouth.
Keep it closed. Keep it closed. Button it up.
Yeah.
Come
anyway,
on now.
Let's take a little musical break. And there's a lot of other stuff that's happening outside this topic. Yeah. But so we'll be right back on the Big Gay Radio Show to round everything up everything else that's going up around in the world.
Yeah.
KBF 88.3, it's Jailer by Asa.
Ready? Let's go get them. Come on. I used to run bass like Juan Pierre. Now I run the bass, hi-hat, and the snare. I used to bag girls like Birkin bags. Now back beat. Boy, you hurting that. Brooklyn Bay, where they birthed me at. Now be everywhere, the nerve of rap. The audacity to have me with them curtains back. Me and B, she about to sting and stand back. Baby, seem like everywhere I go, I see.
Bow, bow. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Big Gay Radio Show right here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people. I'm Jason Weist, your host, here with H.L. Moody and Tracy Berry, and we've had a couple of great interviews, but there's a whole lot of stuff going on, and we're about to rapid fire it for you. It is a little segment we like to call
Big Gay News.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now that's not lamestream media. That's not cool, man.
Awesome. That's cutting edge.
Woo!
So we started to talk about before Mary Berry called the Stand for Five campaign, which I believe the Stonewall Democratic Caucus of Arkansas,
correct,
the official LGBT caucus of the state Democratic Party, they are really encouraging people to participate in that campaign. All you got to do, take a picture of yourself.
A little selfie.
You and your dog, you and your friends.
You and yourself.
Anybody.
And you.
And you.
And
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Put a full hand up. Five fingers.
Digits.
Five
Show
digits.
Us all 5 digits.
Mm-hmm. Post that baby with
just
hashtag.
Five yeah. Digits.
Just five. Don't be throwing out.
No, don't throw any extra extremities on there. We don't want your photos getting reported.
So willy.
Yeah, but it's all about the meaning behind that is five simple words.
Five little words.
Five words. That's all we're asking
for. So they are sexual orientation and gender identity. Mm-hmm. Those five words. If they were added to the Civil Rights Act of 1993, the Arkansas Civil Rights Act of 1993, all this craziness at the Capitol would go away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can if you are on Facebook or Instagram, you can look up that hashtag and see everybody that's participated.
Right.
There have been quite
hashtag
a few.
Hashtag stand for five.
Hashtag,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Quite a few people participating
yeah.
so far.
Yeah, I've seen
stand
a lot,
for five.
Actually. I'm really impressed.
You
yeah.
can post them on our page, post them on your page, post them on the Stonewall page.
If you
just
do it, definitely go to the Stonewall
tag,
Democratic
yeah,
Caucus
definitely go to their
and post it there. They definitely want to know that mm-hmm. you're supporting them and that you're with them.
Right, but this mm-hmm. is one easy thing that you can
Super
do that
easy.
You don't have to call anybody like the
right.
governor. You don't have to do anything. It's all about you. Take a selfie, girl. You're going to do it anyway.
And the point is to attract some legislator,
mm-hmm.
right? Anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Senator, House. It doesn't matter what party. We just want somebody to introduce a bill. You know, because that's really the big criticism from the Republicans is if this is such a problem, then why aren't the Democrats proposing legislation to fix it?
Yeah.
We need a hero
mm-hmm.
in the legislature.
That song.
I know.
But yeah, let's stick with what we're doing though. Anyway, we need a hero in the legislature who, even if this thing goes down in smoke, we need them to step up and to at least give it a good old college
mm-hmm,
try.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stand for five, take a selfie, post it on the social media, and then let the Stonewall Democratic Caucus know that you did it.
Yes.
Pow. Speaking of the Stonewall Democratic Caucus, on
Sunday
night.
This
4-5.
Sunday.
AEA.
That's the AEA building, mm-hmm. which is basically in the front yard of the state capitol.
Right next to the statue that's holding the big wreath.
That's the Confederate Memorial,
okay.
by the way. That used to be front and center, and they moved it over to the side after
okay.
that fell out of fashion. But anyway, yeah. So like, if you're looking at the front doors of the capitol and you turn immediately to your right, it's that building with the big
or
apple on the front.
Good.
Yeah,
right
north if you're good with directions. Yes, which I'm not so much. But
and
anyway,
what are they calling
4
it?
To 5.
A town hall meeting?
Yeah, it's a town hall meeting. To discuss all of the recent...
legislation, mm-hmm. right? And what it actually... So they're going to have some attorneys and some folks there who can really break down... I think Jay Barth is going to be there, for instance. I think
Joyce Elliott.
Right. So some lawmakers and whatever. And they're actually going to break down... like. So we've heard a lot about SB 202. We've heard a lot about HB 1228. What do those things actually mean to your day-to-day life as an LGBT person? Because I think a lot of people are still kind of confused about that. And so hopefully this meeting is going to help people not be confused anymore.
Yes. Right.
Sunday from 4 to 5. No charge. Please come.
Mm-hmm.
Come one, come all.
Yes.
No charge. And if you can't make it, you can check the Stonewall Democrats out online. Of course, you can find them on Facebook and also at their website, stonewalldemocrats.org.
Right. And by the way, you know, we keep saying Stonewall Democrats, Stonewall Democrats. If the Log Cabin Republicans wanted... some attention from this show, we'd be happy to give it to them. It just so happens that there ain't no Log Cabin Republican organization up in Arkansas to talk about. So, you know, gay Republicans, if you want us to talk about you, then get off your ass and start an organization. Yeah. There you go.
I actually messed that website up at stonewallarkansas.com. Whoopsie.
There you go.
And before we move completely off a Stonewall topic, let's slip this in there. On Tuesday night, the president of Stonewall, Tippi McCullough, who people will remember as a teacher at Mount St. Mary, who was fired because she married her partner in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, more than a year ago now.
Yeah, more than a year.
Yeah.
Almost two, I think.
Right. She will be, she'll be one of the storytellers for Tales from the South. Yeah, which will be Tuesday night at the Arkansas Arts Center, I guess in the restaurant, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly where. There'll be a sign.
Yeah, it's in the restaurant. And then Wednesday night at, there's two shows.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. So it'll be different presenters on Wednesday night than from Tuesday night. So,
sorry.
And Wednesday night's at the, no, that's okay. I didn't know about it, but. Or I guess I knew there were two shows, but I didn't know they were back-to-back on nights like that.
Yeah.
I do know the second show is at Oyster Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we say that, listen for it on NPR, on the local KUIR affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
The shows themselves are sold out.
Right,
so if you already have tickets, do not forget to go. And if you have tickets and you can't go, call us
because
we want tickets.
We
want your tickets.
We need to be there.
Yeah.
By the time
we might be hiding behind the stage.
They were sold out.
Me in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I'm just here
Which
for
is
the
great.
Museum and to sneak into. And then also, Tippi is being interviewed by Paul Katami and Jeff Zerillo of SCOTUS Prop 8 fame and Case Against 8.
Oh yeah.
She's being interviewed for their new on their new Sirius XM radio show.
Oh wow, we need one of those.
The Husbands later today.
That's awesome.
So
we need one of those. Speaking
of the Supreme Court, did you know that one of the justices is in Arkansas today?
I didn't. Which one?
Scalia.
Really?
Up in Fort Smith.
Can we? Oh, it's in Fort Smith. Mm-hmm. It's not close enough for me to go throw rotten tomatoes. Damn. No, yeah, if it was RBG, I'd be like, oh my God, I have to go see her. But Scalia.
No kidding. If it was RBG.
Oh, I love me some RBG.
And just to
RBG.
Throw this out there too, RBG. Both of the Tales from the South shows are being sponsored by Stonewall.
Yeah.
Democrats.
I'm telling you right now, there's with all this action in the legislature, we are back in vogue right now. We are we are back on the hot topics list.
Mm-hmm.
So
lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Well,
step up, be a part.
Speaking of things that are going on and staples in our community, Jason. What's going on at Sway this weekend?
I could talk forever about
for
this.
Hours.
It is the biggest party of the year in Glitter Rock.
I'm so excited.
It is the 4th annual House of Avalon Madonna-rama.
Need you say more.
Hashtag LR Madonna-rama. Rama with an AMA.
Rama.
I've seen people say Madonna-rama. Madonna-rama.
No.
I'm going over there and
Madonna-rama.
I don't want to deter anybody. I know you'll be disappointed, but the costume I originally planned is not going to work out.
Aww.
Yeah. But the House of Avalon's got Couture on this year. Ooh. Yeah. And we were up there till up at the club last night. We weren't open, of course, but until 2 a.m. working on some of the decor and stuff. It's going to be really
it's
cool.
Be awesome. Yeah. I'm excited. I'll be there.
We've got a photo going to be there. I don't know if you've heard about the app. It's PHHHODO. It's sort of just been a coastal thing, but they're bringing a booth in, and the way that they do the pictures at the end is like moving video, like, and so you'll see them on Instagram and stuff. They're going to be there. Yeah, it's sort of a big deal because normally they don't do parties below a certain budget, and they're really just only on the coast. But you know, those boys for the House of Avalon, they know everybody.
They're some sweet talkers. Let me tell you, those boys could. I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, I've never been around for one, so I'm excited.
You're going to come?
I'm excited. I'm coming.
Oh, Tracy.
I'm there.
The Big Gay Radio Show is going to be out in full force at Madonna.
Listen,
I'm already getting ready with my lift.
Let me underscore this. It is cool. I got into it last year for the first time that Madonna-rama was at Sway, and just really delved into Madonna and looked at her body of work and things that she said over, you know, her time in the public eye. And she has been such a proponent of equality and gay rights, and has really stood up for us
20 plus years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And AIDS activists and things. And I mean, it is a special party for me. It really means something, and it's fun. You know, it's fun, mm-hmm. because people are just there expressing themselves and being open and free, and that's really what it's all about. And I can't wait. I'm glad you're coming.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm excited.
Wicked Woo! Excited.
Yeah. And then on Monday, we'll be open again. Sway will be open again every Monday, starting on March 2nd, this Monday, for the RuPaul Drag Race Season 7 watch party.
It might just be too much. I mean, I'm an old lady. You know, I can't take this level of excitement.
You can. You just forgot about it. We haven't had a vibrant gay nightlife community in a long time, and gosh darn it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You are.
Bring it. Uh-huh. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I really am. I feel like there's a lot going on for our community, culturally, socially, with regard to our rights. And anyway, I think it's positive. I think for a long time, the LGBT community of Arkansas was happy to let the Democratic Party sort of shelter us from the bad things that could happen, and I know that a lot of people would say they never did enough and blah blah. Well, we now know how bad it can be, mm-hmm. without numbers of them to protect us from this exact kind of legislation. 4 years ago, this is exactly the kind of legislation that the Democrats would have killed in committee every single time, and we would have never heard anything else about it. But all that being said, I feel like now that we don't have that buffer, if you will, that layer, that now the LGBT community is finally waking up, and I've heard a lot of people saying, you know, there's no organization in here, you know, well, no crap. And we've got to be just as organized as the people that don't want us to have equality. Yeah. And exactly. So welcome to the party, folks.
Mm-hmm. And we got to get it together.
Yeah.
We don't want to see where things could go with these bills being mm-hmm. the law of the land here in Arkansas. I mean, it could get ugly.
It really could.
Very.
It really could. And I don't want that, and you don't want that.
No.
We don't do ugly.
So step one.
Do something.
Come to the Stonewall Democratic event, the town hall meeting on Sunday from 4 to 5 at the Arkansas Education Association building, right next to the state capitol. And if you can't come to that, they will be having a lot more activities coming in the near future.
Yeah.
So that's all very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, okay.
I'm excited.
I feel like we missed some things because...
I do too. There's a lot going on, but you know...
I'll say this. If you are affiliated with an organization and you are having an event with regard to, or that may be of interest to LGBT people in Central Arkansas, let us know. Send us a message on our Facebook, The Big Gay Radio Show. You can call us while we're here anyway at the station. Now it's probably not a good time because we're wrapping it up. But, you know, anyway, the actual station number here, the office number is 501-372-6119. And you can always leave us a message at that number. But anyway, get word to us, because if you are having some sort of an event or something that you think would be of import or interest to the LGBT community in Arkansas, we want to know about it and help you promote it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can also catch us on Facebook if you want to message us there. And P.S., if you want to help get the word out about the show, please.
Please.
By all means.
Please.
Share our page.
Share.
It's important, and we want to be part of the organization of this community.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can support this program if you like what you're hearing and you want to hear more, or if you want us to really take it seriously and do better, then by all means, you can go to kabf.org and make mm-hmm. a donation, mm-hmm. Or you can underwrite this program, which is underwriting is the nonprofit word for advertising. So if you have a business or an organization that wants to underwrite it, you can call that same number, 501-372-6119, and they will be more than happy to help you out with that.
Let me mention this in there. I want you guys to have this on your radar screens. Last week, plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit that struck down the state's ban on same-sex marriage asked federal judge Christine Baker to vacate her stay of the ruling, which invalidated the ban, and is now on appeal to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. This week, Judge Christine Baker asked the state to respond to the plaintiff's expedited motion within 5 days, which would be Monday.
She's ready to rule.
Yeah, she's
ready to rule. That girl's
ready to rule.
I'm dragging. She says, Judge Baker said to the rut, girl, quit dragging your feet. Bring me your response.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So
it's time.
I'm loving it.
It's time.
Yeah.
Yes. In his brief to Baker in support of the motion, plaintiff's attorney Jack Wagner noted that Baker stayed her ruling in November because the U.S. Supreme Court at that point had stayed a similar ruling in another state. Since then, the Supreme Court has refused to grant stays of federal court rulings overturning same-sex marriage bans in other states. And her brief said, since the court has noted that the plaintiff's constitutional rights are being violated on a daily basis, plaintiffs move that the court grant expedited treatment to this motion, waive the standard response from time for the defendants to respond and require a shorter response and promptly rule upon the issue.
That's right. Because every day they don't make a rule on this, people are getting fired, they're getting thrown out of their houses, and all manner of other discrimination mm-hmm. that we shouldn't be facing.
Not to mention that it's tax season, and that's a big bear of a thing if you're married or married in another state or married mm-hmm. here during that window. Like,
Yeah, it's very confusing for all those. Confusing. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on.
But we're out of time.
Thank you so much for listening.
We'll be
Friday.
Come back next week.
Yeah. It's the Big Gay Radio Show right here on KBF
88.3. From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Action that we take today is an irrefutable reflection of the principle that no one, whether government or corporate, should control